afternoon. My name is Brenda, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Aviation Weather Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Jack Hayes, Director of National Weather Service. Sir, you may begin.
Okay. Good afternoon, and thanks for taking the time to participate. For over 2 years now, I've promised you we'd have a good call, and I've been anxiously waiting a day like today. And I'm going to tell you, yesterday, Laura Fergione and I went over and had a very productive meeting with Rick Day and Nancy Kalinowski yesterday afternoon. Rick is the Senior Vice President for Air Traffic Operations at FAA. Nancy is the Vice President for Air Traffic Operations at FAA. Also in the meeting was Ellen King from the Command Center and Kevin Johnston, whom many of you know. FAA committed to a quote, and this is out of a letter they gave me, working toward a mutually acceptable solution to improve aviation weather services. So what does that mean? So here's what they have proposed doing. Number one, continue the current CWSU configuration at each ARTC through 2011 while we refine the proposal we submitted in March into an implementation plan. So the way you should interpret that, they don't want the proposal, but they want that as a departure point to develop an implementation plan that will keep our people in ARTCs, providing improved quality support into the future. Two, they would like us to implement two incremental improvements as soon as possible. Number one is to refine requirements for and implement at the appropriate CWSU, the TRACON forecast product that's being produced by our CWSU in Atlanta, and they'd like this for the 10 TRACONs they identified in their requirements document. Following the meeting, Dave Caldwell made me aware that we have one CWSU that has a more advanced version. We'll work that out as we go forward. I didn't view that particular request as anything that is all that difficult. The second incremental improvement is they want us to standardize the practice we're using for ARTC weather support when our servicing CWSU is closed overnight. So we have some that are getting information from forecast offices. They just want to see a standard procedure. That will represent a challenge. I've talked with Dan Sobian about this. The union is prepared to work with us. Okay, the third major part is they would like us to join them in a review of GAO report recommendations and follow-up actions to address recommendations we've both previously concurred with. And I don't think any of you out there would have a problem with that either. We know we need performance standards to show the value of the products we provide. So the FAA wants to work with us to do that. The fourth part of the proposal is they'd like to establish quickly an FAA weather service team with union participation. And let me underscore that. They specifically asked, would I be willing to invite our union to participate in that implementation team? If you've dealt with the FAA, this represents a very significant change in their approach to working with their partners. They want that team to have a clear charge to baseline our current capability, develop firm requirements and implementation plans for near-term services out through what is defined as the next-gen midterm operating capability date in 2015, and they'd like us to begin implementation in October 2011. The team plan will need to be produced and submitted to senior leadership for review and approval by November of this year. So we're planning to form this team fairly quickly, and I'll have some comments later. I think as I step back and look at what was in the letter, and I look at the tenor of the hour meeting that Laura and I had with Rick Day and Nancy Kalinowski, and I think back to some of the meetings I had with other executives in the FAA over the past three years, I have to say we've reached a significant milestone in our relationship with them. First, FAA accepts face-to-face interaction with our CWSUs and our ARTSEs, and they add the qualifier in the near term. So let me say a little bit about that, because you're probably wondering, what does near term mean? Well, I asked Nancy Kalinowski what it means. At least 3 years, maybe longer. They want us to be open to change, and change means risk. I will tell you first, think back to where we were even a year ago. We're in a better place with them today, and I believe even a year from now we'll be in a better place. And those of you who have interacted with me know my view here is I'm not going to sit back and wait for even 2 years. I think we use the time that they've told us, they've defined as near term, to raise our performance to a new level. And 2 years from now, we'll be in a better place. And I guess my commitment to you is my commitment all along. We have valued services to provide. I want you people out there providing them. The FAA has begun to recognize the value that you play. So we have some challenges in the future. So that's one thing that's significant. Second thing I got out of our meeting yesterday is that senior FAA leadership recognizes the need for more active engagement in setting requirements and in working in partnership with us to define affordable and acceptable solutions. I think I recognized one of our problems in 2008 is we had people who were very hard-nosed at too low a level of the organization, in part because of the dollar amount that's in our reimbursable contract, and they were given too much free rein. Please don't pass that to them, because I'm sure that might offend them. Getting this to Rick Day's level, I think, was important. Getting his commitment to be involved in the future, I think, is an important milestone in our relationship. Another thing I got out of the discussion was senior leadership recognizes the value of engaging our employees' union early and actively in the process of developing plans for aviation weather services. Nancy Kalinowski asking me if I'd be willing to invite Nuisio to be on this team we're going to form. My jaw dropped. I was almost ingenuous, but it's true. And then I will tell you that both Rick and Nancy are committed to continuing involvement in both the planning and the monitoring of our aviation weather services. Rick was a former controller. He understands the value of weather information, and he's interested in helping us shape what we do so that our products and services can have optimum value, and I want to partner with him. We're going to do this. I called Dan Sobian last night to relay the news. Needless to say, he was pleased. And he was very happy to hear that FAA asked me to invite him to provide a member of the team we're going to form. He's committed to working with us to take advantage of this great opportunity to improve aviation weather services and strengthen our partnership with the FAA. I've asked Dave Caldwell to organize our team quickly. In fact, I'd like to have the names we're going to put on the team today if
most
we can.
Most of the names will be available today. There are a couple of outstanding.
I've always strike while the iron's hot. And I want on that team field representation, headquarters representation, and I already have a name from Dan Sobian for Nuisio representation. Nancy Kalinowski asked us to convene the first team meeting the week of 19 July, if possible. Her people said, well, we may have a busy week. I told her, we're going to set that as a goal and we'll come as close as possible. Laura Fergioni and Dave are going to work the date with her, and again, we'll try and get that nailed down today or Monday, if possible. Looking at what the FAA has asked us to do, many, if not most of the things that they've put in the two-page response to me and we discussed yesterday, I believe is already on our scope. It's in our plan for improving services. We want metrics. They want metrics. We want metrics that make a difference that they understand. I think that's what we want, too. We want improved products at TRACONS. Well, how hard is that to say no to? So we have some work ahead of us, but I think it's stuff that we had planned to do, things we had planned to do. What we have, I think, that's different now is instead of us developing the ideas and tossing them over the transom to the FAA and say, do you like them? What they want to do is sit down with us and work to vector us in a direction that will optimize the contribution we make to the air traffic management mission. Now, there's going to be a challenge in growing with the growing need for services during times when CWSUs are presently closed. I indicated that earlier. I talked that over with Dan, and I am not going to ask you, the present workforce, to work hard in longer hours. We're going to find a way to do this in a tough budget time. We don't have our foot in the door anymore. We're just inside the door. Let's show them what we can do. Let's show them the value we can provide. And when you have a customer that's that happy, you have a different environment for going forward, and we have time to do that. A couple other comments. Laura and I also heard both Rick and Nancy recognize that internal FAA policies at times impact our ability to provide service. How many of you out there lack the bandwidth you need? How many of you out there suffer with IT security and security constraints in the FAA systems? Rick acknowledged that. I didn't put that on the table. He said, Jack, there are things that we could do to help you. And he's looking for some quick wins to demonstrate to you that senior leadership on the FAA side values your presence at CWSUs, values our FO's contribution with TAFs and monitoring aviation, values the mission at AWC. And so, again, we have a different environment than we had even a year ago. We also heard, and I have to pat Eastern Region on the back, that what we did in New York City last summer and fall, and these are Rick's words, saved our bacon. We thought we were going to have a heck of a time, and we saved their bacon. Well, that's pretty nice feedback to get from a senior vice president in FAA. And I have to say, based on my knowledge of what we did in Upton and at the Artsy in New York City, it was deserved. And then Nancy commented, we view the Weather Service as now understanding our operations. We view the Weather Service as able to speak our lingo. Well, it was a nice way to end the meeting. I guess my final comment to you, and then I'll open the floor for questions. Given this opportunity, I think we need to be prepared to step up to the plate. Work with the FAA to move our aviation weather services to a new level. One that I think sends a message to them about our commitment to improve services, but to the rest of NOAA, to the rest of the nation, about the Weather Service commitment to move toward the Services 2020 vision we discussed at Lansdowne. So that's pretty much all I have to say. Oh, I have one other thing I'll tell you. Anybody that watched television last night, ESPN in particular, knows that there was a big decision made. In fact, that was the name of the show. And the words I'm from Ohio, and I was disappointed last night, but LeBron James said, I've decided to join my friends Dwayne and Chris at South Beach. So at this morning's stand-up, I said, I've decided to join my friends Dwayne, Chris, and LeBron at South Beach as sort of a humorous introduction to the good news. I left this on a set of talking points, and I was going to use it with you, and I took those down to a meeting with the FAA and GAO and gave them to the GAO, and they were questioning, who's LeBron and what's South Beach got to do with this?
So, okay. If I may, sir, this is Laura, and because I'm the serious one here, this is day four of my new position, and I thought, oh my goodness, here we go. I'm going downtown to an FAA meeting, and we are in the same dang position we were 2 years ago when I left this mess. And after the meeting, and it almost brings tears to my eyes hearing the report out from Jack here again, that no, we are not in the same place we were 2 years ago. We've made significant progress in the 2 years that I have been out of the Weather Service. So I congratulate all of you on that.
Yeah, I'll make one more comment. I've been fighting. You all gave me what I needed, and it was New York City, yes, but it was those of you when we came out and said these are changes we need in your CWSU, executed those changes, and that gave us the basis to get through the door. So, Dave, you want to say something?
I just wanted to say, yes, I've been on this about 2.5 years myself, and I have seen the progress. But what this signals is that we got to roll up our sleeves and start working. So I'm looking at the challenges ahead.
Yes.
So I can't even look back anymore. we have to start facing the future and working toward that.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Brenda, we'd like to open the line for questions now.
Okay. And at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The star 1 will pause for a moment to compile a Q&A roster. And we have no questions at this time.
We will wait, give people a chance to formulate their questions. In addition to this conference call, we will be posting a note from Jack, as well as the audio from this call, on weather.gov/news later today. So if your coworkers didn't get a chance to participate in this call today, you'll be able to see listen to the actual audio there as well, and there'll be a story as well. Any additional questions, Brenda?
Yes, you do have a question from Ken Haydu.
Hello, Jack. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ken.
Hey, great. This is like the best news I've heard in years here. And I'm just excited about it, and I'm very happy. I have one question, and maybe I'm asking for too much here. Any talk about the command center and NWS presence there?
We didn't get into that specifically. I'm going to tell you, Ken, I believe we're actually deploying mats over there now, and there's value added there. I think we ought to put some ideas on the table when these teams meet, and I think that I won't tell you that they're going to welcome it with an open arm. Costs will be a concern, but they want to have those kinds of discussions. Where do we think there'll be value added? Ken, I didn't recognize you, Jason, the others who participated in that team. You all played a critical role getting that proposal together. And what I heard from Nancy was the spirit that we had with the people who negotiated things last fall really showed a different environment to them on the part of the Weather Service. So that was also key to getting us there. So to, again, reiterate my answer to your question, we need to have that team just bring that up, because I think having an understanding of the command center view of our products and services is as important as understanding the RC view of products and services. Okay?
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Jack. I'm really excited. This is fantastic news.
Good.
Thank you.
And again, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment.
Jack, we need to acknowledge Mark Jackson as well. He, I don't know if Mark's on the call, but he was one of our valuable team members also.
Okay.
And you have no further questions at this time.
We will be able to continue this dialogue via weather.gov/news. If there are no additional questions, we'll be able to do that later.
Okay, well, I think Dave reminded me to acknowledge Mark Jackson. So, Mark, if you're on the line, you were part of that team that worked in the war room, and sorry for leaving your name off. But those who were visible to me and those who weren't, that team really did yeoman's work, okay?
So one more time, Brenda, any other questions?
There are none at this time.
Okay.
Again, thank you all for your patience. I have to say, I was not walking the walk you had to walk with the uncertainty, but I felt your pain, and I hoped for this day. And so my walk and my anxiety was, I always felt that if I couldn't have this message for you, I let you down. And it gives me great pleasure to have this talk with you. As Dave Caldwell says, there's hard work ahead, but you're a good team, and I'm confident that we're on a new path with regard to aviation weather services. So with your help, we'll do great things. Thank you.
Thank you, Brendan. That concludes the call.
And this concludes today's conference call. Right now, disconnect.